Sharon Jurd and welcome to my Biz Blitz video. And today I want to share with you four posture positions to engage your audience. Now, when I talk about posture, it's about your movements on stage. And you can do this if you're doing a video like this in a virtual event or actually at a live event. So I wanted to share with you the four positions. One, we call the owl. And this is when you're in a wisdom mode, when people are asking you questions, when you're delivering some wisdom, there is a position of the owl. The second one is eagle. How are you positioned to deliver a call to action? When you want someone to take action, it might be only just thinking differently, then you use the posture of the eagle. The other one is the dove. And you use the posture of a dove, which is a lot softer when you're doing your story. And you know, when you're sharing a moment where you want people to ponder, empathize with you, relate to you, and build rapport with you. And the next and final one is the kookaburra, and that's when you're having fun, having laughter, joking with the audience, and really sort of letting your hair down. And that's when you know, and you might say, well, you know, I'm not a comedian, I don't think I'm funny. But as a speaker, when you're delivering content to your audience, you always have fun, and there's always an opportunity to be in a posture of the kookaburra. So that's it. They're my four. So the owl, when you're delivering wisdom or listening to questions. Eagle, when you're in action-taking mode. The dove, when you're in telling your story in storytelling mode. And also the kookaburra, when you're having great fun. And it's important to use these postures on stage. And these postures are about positioning on stage if you're at a live event. And also your body language around that. At my Grow Your Speaking Biz, I share with you these, not only share with you these four postures as I've done today, but we delve deeper into them and really nut out where you need to be positioned, what those positions look like, so you are delivering that same message with your posture as well as your words. And it's very important that you locate yourself on the stage if you're at a live event in those particular places that will give off the correct posture. So at my Grow Your Speaking Biz, it's a 3-day event. We're holding it here on the Gold Coast in August, so you can attend live with limited numbers, and also you can attend my live event virtually. This is not a Zoom, this is not a webinar. You will feel like you're in the room. We have amazing technology, an amazing production company to make sure that you are attending live through virtual technology. And at that end of those 3 days, you will have your presentation, whether you're delivering it virtually, on stage, and whatever time frame you need. But we will be delivering a full 90-minute presentation. You will have designed it, built it, presented it without notes, without a PowerPoint, confidently knowing the outcome from a stage. When I say stage, that can be a video like this, and you will be confident to go and do that immediately after those 3 days. You don't have to go home and build anything. You don't have to go home and design anything. It is done in those 3 days, whether you attend live or virtual. We've set it up so you have the same experience and know exactly the outcomes that you want to achieve when you're speaking to your audiences. And the posture is just one component of the whole presentation that we cover off on and make sure you are solid on stage to be that amazing speaker and have those audiences really connect with you. So I hope this video has been of value to you. If it has, please share it with your friends, your family, and your colleagues, because I want to help as many people as I can, and I need your help to do that. So I'm Sharon Jurd, and we'll talk soon.